Locate the Holy Ghost in your atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Locate him. Hallelujah. Send some feel Time to go beyond the limitations and the boundaries. Hallelujah. How we know God. Hallelujah. We don't know him like the world know him, for he's real to us. He that is intangible to the world is tangible to us. We can sense him. We can feel his glory. We can measure it. We can part it like a knife. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. We Hallelujah. Thank you for being present, God. We thank you for making yourself visual. Hallelujah. Yes, we thank you for revealing yourself to us. Oh, yes, God, Lord. Hallelujah. In the midst of our situations and circumstances, Hallelujah. Whatever it is that we may be
Hallelujah.
Facing, Hallelujah, Jesus, we are steadfast with our faith, believing that you are here. If we find ourselves in the lowest valley, we know that you are here. In the depths of hell, we know, God, that you are. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
On the highest mountaintop.
Hallelujah.
We know
Hallelujah.
That you are with us, oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise this morning, beloved. Hallelujah. I don't take it lightly. Coming
Hallelujah.
Into the presence of God.
Thank
I showed
you.
Up because I want to.
Hallelujah.
Nobody
yes,
had
Lord.
To beg me, drag
Hallelujah,
me.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
I showed up because I want to
Hallelujah.
Be where he is. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I showed up
Hallelujah.
On purpose and in purpose. I want to be where God is.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, let us rejoice Hallelujah. In the Lord. Hallelujah, for we are the living. We do have a voice. We have authority. Hallelujah, Jesus, and things are shifting at your praise. Things are changing at your praise. Things are breaking
Hallelujah.
At your
Thank
praise.
You,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your provision
yes,
is
moving
your praise. Your finances are shifting at
Hallelujah.
Your praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you pray,
Hallelujah.
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 God is doing something now.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to your name, God. You're worthy of the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let your
Hallelujah.
Praise be on purpose.
Hallelujah.
Let your praise
Ooh,
be on purpose. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let your praise be purposeful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you believe that he is here, if you believe that he is present, if you can sense him, hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. As you are taking the proper posture and reverence towards our personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm
Hallelujah.
Going to release the line, amen, to Minister Arvine Allen that she may open up in prayer.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, for this another day. Hallelujah. If our hearts and minds are clear, we can just go to the throne of grace together. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we humble come into your presence this afternoon, Lord God, we want to give you glory, we want to give you honor, and we want to give you praise, God. Because, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What an awesome God. We thank you, Lord God, because you've been a good God, God. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves there, Lord God. So we honor you on today, Lord God, King of kings and Lords of lords there, Lord God. Father God, just hear our humble cry today, dear Lord God, as we are in your presence today, Lord Jesus. You is your woman servant, dear Lord God. Have your complete way, dear Lord God. Oh, God, we honor you, Lord God. We love you, Lord Jesus. And we want to tell you thank you for what you're doing, dear Lord God. The things that we don't understand. stand there, Lord Jesus. Well, God, it's your will be done and not our will, dear Lord God. So we come in your presence today with thanksgiving, dear Lord God. And we just want to sit, Lord God. Oh, God, we just want to feast on your manna today, dear Lord God. Oh, God, let there be a word that come forth, dear Lord God, that we can hide in our hearts and not sin against you, dear Lord God. A word that will comfort us, dear Lord God. A word that will increase us, dear Lord God. A word that will elevate us, dear Lord God. A word, Lord God, will renew our minds, dear Lord Jesus. And God, at the end, will say thank you, dear Lord God, because it was good for us to be in your presence, Lord God. It was good for the saints to come together, dear Lord God. Oh, God, we bless your name, Lord Jesus. You have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord Jesus, and it's your will be done in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our morning scripture today is going to come from Psalms 100. Amen. When you find it, just say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Everybody have it?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Once again, that's Psalms 100, and it reads as follows. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Mm-hmm. And the reading of God's word is blessed. Amen. Amen. Pass it back to the apostle.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Make
Jesus,
a joyful
glory.
Noise, beloved. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, oh yes, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Glory,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Oh, I just love you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. We thank God for that divine instruction, amen, on how to enter in. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, on how we ought to enter into his presence, oh God. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise. Amen. Serve the Lord with joy and with gladness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a time when you could not go before the king with a sour face. Amen. That would be punishable for death. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Amen. Listen, command your soul to praise him. Command your soul. Take control of your soul. Take control of your spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, today, amen, hallelujah, there is a word from the Lord. Amen. And today I believe that we are moving beyond the boundaries and the limitations that we have with our natural senses. Amen, hallelujah, because you cannot see God with the natural eye. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have to have a spiritual sense. You have to have spiritual sight. You have to have a spiritual life. Praise God. Amen. And you do not receive that until you are born again, born of the Spirit who gives you spiritual life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so I want us to turn in our text today to Genesis, amen, chapter 28, amen. And there's going to be some reading today. We want the scriptures to talk to us because we want to build your faith. And faith come by hearing and by hearing of the word of God, amen. We want to move past the boundaries and the limitations of the natural senses, amen, because your body and your natural senses responds to the world, praise God, but your spiritual senses respond to God, amen. God responds to you spirit to spirit. So you have to have spiritual sight, spiritual intuition, intuity, amen. You have to have a spiritual sense, spiritual ears, spiritual sense to feel, amen, and to taste, praise God, amen. You have to know what the temperature of the spirit, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Who's willing to go beyond the boundaries, amen, of natural senses? Who's willing to go beyond the limitations, praise God, amen. God has empowered us, hallelujah, by way of his spirit. He says that the world don't know the Holy Ghost and can't see him, the comforter. The world don't know him and the world cannot see him. But you that believe, oh my God, you that have the comforter, praise God. The kingdom of God is tangible to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us turn, amen, to Genesis 28. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. Genesis 28. We're going to start at verse 11. Amen. Praise God. There is a word from the Lord. Praise God. We're going to start off at verse 11, praise God, and we're going to read down to verse 22. Minister Ardeen, I'm going to ask that you read.
Amen, amen. Okay, that's Genesis 28, and we're going to start from verse 11. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And where are we going to stop? What verse?
22.
I'm sorry. Okay,
22.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, amen.
Everything in there going?
And he lighted up on a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set, and he took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascended and descended on it. Verse 13, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in his place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, I will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace. Then shall the Lord be my God. Verse 22, and this stone which I have set for pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. And the word of God is blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beloved, we have a lot of scripture today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, hide me behind your cross. Don't let it be me that the people see, but let it be you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word that builds faith, that grows faith, oh God, that brings about a shift, that calls for your people to be able to pull your provision. We thank you for this word today that is spirit and life, oh God, life to activate, oh God, and impress upon spiritual senses that has not been active or activated, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, that even through the teaching, through the talking today, that the power through the scripture, the power through the word of God will begin to allow the people to locate you, to sense you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, through this word, oh God, draw them, oh God, to a place Tebe, Sikiando. Hallelujah, Jesus. Draw them to that place, Shekebe Sando, a place of spiritual sight, a place of spiritual hearing, a place of spiritual sense and touch and taste, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a place of spiritual, supernatural, divine knowledge, in the name of Jesus, receive it in Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. And so, beloved, this is a time in Jacob's life, amen, where Jacob is leaving, amen, his father's house. Amen, at the blessing of Isaac, amen. And he is going, amen, to his mother's father's land, amen, that he may find himself a wife, amen. And so Jacob is on a personal journey for the first time without Isaac and without Rebekah, amen. Remember, Jacob relied a lot on Rebekah. He was a mama's boy, amen, hallelujah. Esau was in the field killing venison, and Jacob liked to be in the kitchen cooking with his mama. Amen. Jacob relied on his mama a lot, praise God. Amen. But now here is Jacob after deceiving his father Isaac to get the blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The blessing that the father wanted to give to Isaac, praise God, but the Lord said it would be given to Jacob, amen, that the younger will rule over the older, and that the older will serve the younger, said the word of God, amen, hallelujah. Jacob was one, amen, that even in his birth did he struggle with man, amen. In the womb of Rebekah, the Bible says that her two sons, amen, Esau and Jacob were twins, that they struggled together in the mother's womb, and she thought she was near death, amen. And she had to inquire of the Lord, and God told her that there was two nations in your womb, amen. Praise God. And these two nations represented different things. Jacob represented spiritual things, but Esau represented that thing of the world. And even though Esau was birthed out first, beloved, Jacob catched on to his head, struggling. Hey, kebe sando, struggling. Ikuniandere bosanda, struggling for his position in life, struggling. Hallelujah! That whatever it is that God had put in him, deep in him, hallelujah, that he was not going to miss. Amen. Remember, the birthright and the blessing go hand in hand. You cannot give up the birthright and think you're going to partake in the blessing. Hallelujah. The birthright that Esau sold to Jacob for a pottage of soup caused for him to lose the blessing. For God knew that Esau would not value the birthright. And there are many today that want the blessing, that don't want to be born again. There are many today that don't want to travel down the path, amen, or do the work, but they want the blessing, praise God. Amen, hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, we have to take a posture. And so we find Jacob for the first time journeying away from his family, amen.
Jesus.
And the Bible says that he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. But the Bible says, and he dreamed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of us are still dreaming? How many of us that when we lay our head upon Lord, our bed, amen, do God unstop your ears and seal his Jesus instruction? Hallelujah. God, yes, Lord, is about to reveal himself, make himself visible to Jacob. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jacob, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God is now affirming and reaffirming what it is that he spoke, amen, to Rebecca, amen, years ago. Amen. Hallelujah. He's reaffirming, amen, the blessing that Isaac had placed upon him. My God, it is the will of God, amen, for the blessing that fell upon Abraham and Isaac to be Jacob's, amen, that he be a father of many nations, amen, hallelujah, and that his seed be blessed. hallelujah, that he inhabits the land that God, hallelujah, my God had given and promised unto Abraham. Amen, hallelujah, amen. There's some things that God has promised you that you want to see in your lifetime. Praise God, hallelujah. But some of these promises are generational, amen. God has promised you these things, amen. It is your job to keep believing it, praise God. Hallelujah. It's your job to have faith, praise God. But these are things that you may not see, but that your generations, my God, that they may see, that they may possess, amen, that may be tangible unto them. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we have to be mindful just because it has not manifest in your time or in your living. Amen. When we receive from God, we have to remember to not stand for ourselves to receive. Abraham was a man that when he stood before God and he wanted to be blessed, he wanted it to be generational. Hallelujah. And so here we see Abraham, see Jacob, amen, a third generation, praise God, hallelujah, and the blessing that God had given unto Abraham now is carrying on to Jacob, praise God. And what did God say? Hallelujah, what did God say, amen, unto Jacob? I want you to read 12, and it says, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up, a ladder, hallelujah, set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. Amen. Beloved, just give me 1 minute. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just praise God for a minute. Let's just praise him. Let's just praise him. Let's just praise him. Hallelujah. Let's just bless the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you glory, God. We give you honor. We give you praise today, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. In the text says, and he dreamed, and he behold a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached the heavens, and behold, the angels of God ascended and descending on it. Amen. Jesus is Jacob's ladder. Amen. The angels ascend and descend upon Jesus. Amen. If you're going to have angelic activity, beloved, you must be the body of Christ. Amen. You being the body, Christ being the head, we being the one new man, which is Christ, amen, the angels ascend and descend upon us, praise God, those of us that is the body of Christ, praise God, hallelujah, beloved, take a look at this, it says the angels of God ascending and descending on it, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord. The Lord introduces himself unto Jacob, amen, hallelujah, Abraham's generational seed. We need for God to reveal himself unto us, to introduce himself to us. We need to be able to see him and to sense him, amen, to know when it is he is present. Can you discern? There's many places today that calls themselves a house of worship, but the Spirit of the Lord has left the house. Can you discern whether the Spirit of the Lord is present? Can you discern whether the Spirit of the Lord is present, beloved? Can you discern? Amen. He said, I am the Lord, amen, God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, and the land whereon thou liest. To thee will I give it, and to thy seed, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. He said, and behold, he said, and look, and watch, and pay attention. He said, and behold, and know, He said, and know and behold, God is speaking to you today, amen, through his scripture. Can you see him through the word? Is this word spirit and life for you? God is telling you, behold, every promise that I have
amen.
Made to you is coming to pass. God is saying, behold, I.
Hallelujah.
He said, behold, I.
Hallelujah.
He says, and I will keep thee in all places, whether thou goest. It does not matter where you go. It does not matter who's in that place. It does not matter what's coming up against you with
yes,
trickery,
Lord.
With deception. When God
Hallelujah.
Says that I am with you and that I will keep you, you can take that.
Hallelujah.
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 And he says that I will bring you up out of that place. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I will not leave thee until I have done all that which I have spoken of thee. Hallelujah. Do you believe God today? Can you sense his presence? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you see him the way, or do you hear him the way Jacob heard him? I heard the Bible say that, hallelujah, where God's voice print is, there is his presence. Genesis 3 says that, amen, that the spirit of the Lord, that the voice print of God walked with Adam in the cool, in the garden in the cool of the day. Hallelujah. You are now hearing the voice of God. God's
Hallelujah.
Word is his voice. Can you sense his presence?
Hallelujah.
Is he tangible unto you yet? Before this service is over, God is going to be tangible to you. He's going to be visual to you. We speak an activation of your spirit.
Hallelujah.
Today. We want you to go beyond the limitations,
Hallelujah.
The boundary of your natural senses. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need a spirit you sense. Praise God. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep. Hallelujah. Beloved, you must awaken out of your spiritual slumber. Amen. And he says, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Something was taking place that when Jacob first came and laid down and set up stones as a pillar, he did not know that God was present, even though God was present. Hallelujah. Jacob had the passive presence of God all of this time, but now he has the active presence of God, where God is tangible and God has made covenant with him. And God is telling him, lo and behold, I am with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is with you, beloved. Whatever state you may find yourself in, I want you to know that your provision and your resources are coming through the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The fact that he is present. Amen. You may not see it in your hand, but the fact that he is present, you need to know that you are not in lack.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are not in lack. Hallelujah. And 17 says, and he was afraid and said, how dreadful, how mighty is this place. This is none other but the house of God. Where God's presence is the house of God. If we gather in his presence, is not manifested and demonstrated, is it the house of God? When God acts up and shows out in his house amongst his people, he's active, he's moving, hallelujah, he's living, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's saving, hallelujah. He's
hallelujah.
Delivering, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If God's presence is his house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your body is the temple of the true and living God. He takes up residence in you. And 18 says, and Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. He honored the house
yes, Lord.
Of God. We come to the house of God at times and we don't have no one. Of the presence of God. We doing all kinds of things, cooking and multitasking and doing things that we ought not to do. This is why you can't visually see him or sense him. You're too busy in the house of God. Busy not trying to see him and trying to worship with him and spirit. spirit and truth, but busy giving your time over to the world. It's like your body is present, but your mind is someplace else. Hallelujah. Jacob honored it. He set up a memorial for it. For some of you, 830 Pepperidge Road is a place where you birthed out. It's a place where God became visual and tangible to you. It was the place of your deliverance. Hallelujah. The carpet that we pulled up testified of many deliverances that took place in that place. It was a place of your anointing. My God, birthing or being smeared and the word of God being impressed upon you. Amen. And you honor that place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It was a place where you came to know God for yourself in a more intimate way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You honor that place. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And this stone, 22, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house. Hallelujah. Amen. It was a place called Luz, a place of willing and dealing and all kind of things going on. But, amen, Jacob began to walk in the call of God on his life. Jacob changed the name of that place. Jacob said, I don't know what it was when I laid here, amen, but I know what it became because I realized that God is in this place. This is the house
amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Jacob changed the name of that place to Bethel. He made that place his place of worship. Hallelujah. Because he identified the active presence of God. The active, not passive. Not passive. Yes, God is everywhere and in everything, in the trees. Amen. The breath of God. That people are living by his breath. Amen. But is he active in your life?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is he active? Oh, kuriandere bo. Ooh, kuriandere bo. Is he active?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. This is change taking place. Hallelujah. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out in the name, Ikaba Sikiando. Kuriandere bo. Holy Ghost arise. Hallelujah. Only he can sweep your temple clean. Only he can cleanse your spiritual pipes, praise God. The word of God, by you coming into agreement with the word of God, will bring about your deliverance. The word of God is that powerful. Hallelujah. That if you really believe the way you're supposed to believe, that which was passive will become active. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The grace of God will begin to work in your life, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let us turn to Genesis 32. I just want to talk to you today. Amen. We want the Holy Scriptures, amen, to do his work in your heart. Hallelujah. We're going to turn to Genesis 32. Amen. The first set of scriptures was the first time, amen, revealed in scripture text that God revealed himself to Jacob. Amen. The beginning of Jacob's personal relationship with God. We know that Jacob was one that struggled with men. Amen. He wrestled with men and prevailed. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. But in this text, we're going to see that Jacob, hallelujah, my God, he wants the full of his blessing, not just from his father Isaac. My God, he wants God to bless him. Hallelujah, Jesus. And though Jacob struggled and wrestled with man, he wrestled with Esau in the womb. Amen. We find that in Genesis 25:22. Someone pull that up real quick and read that. Genesis 25:22. He wrestled with Esau in the womb. Amen. He struggled with man. Amen. He struggled for that blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. From Isaac. Amen. Hallelujah. He had to wrestle, amen, with Laban. Amen. That he could get the wife that he really wanted, that he worked for. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then in this text, we're going to see where he wrestles with God.
Yes, yes.
Jacob is a prevailer. What does that say? 25:22.
And the children struggled together with her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus?
and she went to inquire of the Lord.
Continue to read.
And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger, and the other people stronger than the other people. And the elder shall serve the younger. And when our days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like an hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew, and
Amen, beloved. Jacob was, he wrestled, he struggled, and he prevailed. Amen. How are we going to prevail? How are we going to get the blessing? How can we identify whether this is our season? Amen. How in the time for us to be blessed? Praise God. Hallelujah. What is God speaking to you? Can you sense? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know what season it is? What time it is? Praise God for you. Amen. Or are you still on the merry-go-round, going around in circles? Hallelujah. Wind up doing the same thing but with different people. Praise God. When are you going to get off the merry-go-round and just, amen, wrestle with God for your elevation, for your blessing? Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, let us read, amen, Genesis 32:22-31. When the scriptures are being read, this is the mind of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Focus your faith that your faith can increase. God can do it for you. He is no respecter of persons. What he did for Jacob, if you wrestle with him, he will do for you. If you hold on to him until he blessed him, he will do for you. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We want to be blessed, but we don't want to rest. We want to be blessed, but we don't want to prevail. We want to be blessed, but we don't want to wrestle all night long. Hallelujah. Praise God. 32, amen. 22-31, what does that say?
And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two woman servants and his 11 sons and passed over the fort Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And
so
when he saw that
he... I want you to stop right there, woman of God. I want you to stop right there. Yes. Jacob had to get alone with God.
Yes.
We don't want to be alone with God. We need people. Hallelujah. Jacob had to send his children, his servants, and his wife. My God, hallelujah. Jacob had to identify the time and the season. I'm about to go back to my father's house. I got to face Esau. Hallelujah. I don't know what mindset he's going to be in. Jacob need a blessing from the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. Jacob done struggled and wrestled with man and prevailed, but now he needs to get alone with God, and he needs to see God for himself without any distractions. I want to see you. No distractions. I want to know you're here. Who wants to know that he's here, that he's present? Hallelujah. You got to want to see him. Hallelujah.
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 In your heart.
Glory, yes, hallelujah, glory to God.
When I walked in
praise the Lord.
I called nobody, I talked to nobody, hallelujah, just me and Jesus, hallelujah. I needed to see him, I needed to know that he was present, hallelujah. I needed for him to talk to me and bless me, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So he sent everybody away, and Jacob purposely got alone. He purposely was left alone. Purposely, hallelujah. My God, I like to run with you, but not today. I want to talk to you, but not today. Today I heard it is my time for God. God alone. Nothing is that important that I have to pick up the phone. Nothing is that important. Hallelujah. That is going to break my focus. I don't want no distraction. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he took them and sent them over the brook. They were on the other side. And sent over that he said, and Jacob was left alone in there. The moment that he was left alone, God knew it, but there did he wrestle a man with him into the breaking of the day. This man is a divine being in physical, bodily form. Can you purpose worship to the fact where God honored it and he comes down in bodily form? Amen. First, Jacob called him an angel. But then it is said that Jacob met God at Bethel. This is because the identity of the angel of God, amen, the angel of Yahweh, is sometimes blurred. Have you ever seen an angel and you don't get the full form? Have you ever just seen it just flash by? Have you ever seen light, little twinkling light? And you're trying to identify, what are these lights? Angels, my God, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. My God, my nephew said to me, Auntie, what are these lights that's rushing up the stairs? I laughed, hallelujah. He said, Auntie, I saw it in full form. Hallelujah, my God. Sometimes, amen, hallelujah, at the pace in which they move, it is blurred. Hallelujah. But now we have Jacob that has wrestled with man and prevailed, is now wrestling with the divine being in physical form. The Hebrew word wrestle here, ak, abak, sound like Jacob's name. In Hebrew, Yaakov. Hallelujah. It sounds like Jacob's name, amen?
Uh-huh.
And here we see that Jacob is wrestling. 25 says he could not prevail against Jacob. This means that Jacob is quite strong. Not physically strong. God already blessed Jacob. I don't think that Jacob was wrestling in his flesh. I believe that Jacob was wrestling in the spirit. And beloved,
no,
not
the spirit.
In
amen.
To
amen.
Know that you cannot win these battles in the flesh.
Jesus.
My God, you are never winning
hallelujah.
In the flesh. Praise God. The
hallelujah.
Enemy will beat you in the flesh.
Jesus.
You have to fight the battles.
Yes, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Alone.
Yes,
that he
Lord
may
Jesus.
Get in worship, that he may get in the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And as he was able to roll the stone away at her running, that Rachel can water her sheep, Jacob was quite strong. Hallelujah. Jacob's request for a blessing. It says here, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the heart.
Hello.
Hello. Amen.
It must have cut off.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God,
the Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus is still on his throne, a little hindrance.
Hallelujah.
And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And he said, let me go. Jacob wrestled, and even though his hip was out of joint, the hollow of his thigh. Even though he was in pain, he still held on. He still wrestled. He did not let him go. And I'm here to ask you today, how bad do you want his blessing?
Hallelujah.
How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? How much do you want it? Hallelujah. We want to go into worship and give God a quick praise. We want
hallelujah.
To be
hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
Thank you, glory.
How bad do you want?
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Clean up your legs.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I am not. Hallelujah. Anoint your head with oil. You go in. Hallelujah. Press into place.
Jesus.
Even though his hip was out of joint, David knew, Jacob knew that the blessing that he needed was more important than the pain.
Yes, God.
You two focus on the pain, beloved. You too. You can't get blessed focused on the blame. Pain.
Just say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right there.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's your attention.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm going to be blessed today. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And he said unto him, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go.
That's
God. My God, my God.
Except you bless me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The first encounter that God had with Jacob was in a dream. But after Jacob done wrestled and prevailed with man and wrestled and prevailed with God, amen. Now, in Jacob's journey, amen, now God is before Jacob, hallelujah, and Jacob sees him face to face and lives, hallelujah. He's before Jacob in bodily form. He's tangible to Jacob. He's visual to Jacob. Beloved, you got to pray. For something deeper, for something more intimate.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
You have to get alone. You have to purpose yourself in the presence of God. Know what you want.
Lord.
Know what you're going in for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. And Jacob said unto him, what is thy name? What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel.
Yeah.
God changed Jacob's name. Beloved, you cannot take the old into the new. He said, Jacob, you are no longer a supplanter. I know that you know who you are. You are no longer a trickster. You are no longer a deceiver.
Yes, God.
But you are now a friend with God. You have power. You have power. Amen?
Yes, God.
You have power. You have power. Listen, when God called you a son of God, when he told you you're no longer a daughter of war or a son of war, but a son of peace, that's a change in the characteristics of your
hallelujah.
Identity.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Or should I say, Yah Yisrael in Hebrew is Israel, and that means striven or struggled with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jacob strived with God, and God named him after what he did. Amen. Hallelujah.
My God.
You are a prince. Hallelujah. When you can strive with God and prevail. Hallelujah. Watch the word say on the name. Hallelujah. He prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou doest ask after my name? If you knew the name of a deity, amen, or the name of a divine being, and you called it by its name, its power begin to work in your heavens. That's why I tell you, y'all give the devil too much credit. You call the devil name too much. That's why he's working.
My God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Israel, do something. Give me that name that I can summon you. Amen. Hallelujah. But God did something great for the church. He gave us the name that is above every other name. He gave us the name of Jesus. He said, use that name. That when you cast out demons in that name, they shall be driven out. Hallelujah. That when you heal in that name, that when you preach in that name, that people shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah, God.
And declare that name, they shall.
Hallelujah.
God gave you the name of Jesus that you can invoke his presence and his power and his love and his grace. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Glory to God.
Do you use the name?
Yes,
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God allowed you to summon the presence of God when you say Jesus. Glory is released when you call upon that name. Atmosphere is a shift when you call upon the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There's something in the name. That is the name that is above heaven. Yep. Hallelujah. You in pain from relationship, don't call his name. Call the name of Jesus. He'll break every ungodly soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're mad at your boss, don't call his name. But if you call on the name,
yes, God,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Don't call that name. But if you call the name, who of Jesus? Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To your name, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus.
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 Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't say I am before, but if you call on the name, hallelujah, Jesus, if you call on that name,
yes, God,
the name of Jesus,
yes, Jesus,
he is your provision. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you see him now? Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus. Can you sense his presence? I need to see you. No statue. I need to know you're here. Can you see him, beloved? Can you see him? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Call on that name, Jesus. Call on that name,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Rest with him. Hallelujah. Invoke his presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Regardless of what the situation or the circumstance may be. Hallelujah. If you would just call upon the name of Jesus, who has all power, all power, all power, all power, power over principality, sickness, and darkness. He has all power.
Yes, God.
He
power.
Has all
power.
Power. Hallelujah.
Oh, you're the Lord.
His name is Jesus.
Oh, glory, God.
Call
Thank you, Jesus.
On purpose this morning. Call him with
Hallelujah,
your need in mind. Hallelujah. Power and authority in the unction of my voice to your spiritual senses. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you may know that he is present.
Keep me, Lord.
That you will have access to his active presence. That in the midnight hour when your body is aching and praying and you call upon that name, you will know that he is present. Hallelujah, for your pain will respond, and it will cease to be.
Hallelujah.
From the peace, when your money gets funny, he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. The active presence of God, and you will know that he is here. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. When your head is hung down and need to be lifted up. Oh, glory, God.
Jesus.
You call upon the name
glory.
Of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
He is the restorer of the joy of your soul, the lifter of your head. He is your way maker. Hallelujah. And you will
hallelujah.
Know that you have his active presence.
Hallelujah.
Because he is here. Yes. Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You need to get along like Jacob. Hallelujah.
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 That his word may be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway.
Hallelujah.
He will direct you and lift the burden,
yes,
and you will know,
yes,
that he is
Jesus,
here.
I thank
his
you, Lord.
Presence,
thank you, Lord.
His active presence, hallelujah. The active presence of
hallelujah.
The Lord. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name
of Jesus.
Receive it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy, God. You're worthy, awesome.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
His active presence. Hallelujah.
Yes.
His active presence. Minister Ardeen, I release the line to you that you may do the altar call, the call to discipleship. We anointed to make disciples of men, and that you may, hallelujah, close us out in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. If there's
hallelujah.
Anyone today, hallelujah, after this word that comes forth, hallelujah, that you don't know the Lord at this time, hallelujah, or if you have fallen, you do have the opportunity now that you can get back in your place, you can get to know him, hallelujah, that you too can wrestle with him, hallelujah, so that he can bless you, hallelujah. Oh, yes, dear Lord God.
Yes.
All you have to do is repeat with me today the sinner's prayer, which is Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. And Romans 10 and 9 and 10, it says that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth of confession is made unto salvation. After you have repeated those verses, now you can just say amen, hallelujah. Just believe that you are indeed saved. Hallelujah, that you accepted Christ as your personal Savior. Now what you have to do is just find yourself in a Bible-based teaching church where you can continue to grow in his word, to continue to know more about him. And if you have any unanswered questions, hallelujah, they can be answered. Because it says, how can you go unless you be sent? And how can you hear without a preacher? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah,
we come before you, dear Lord God. And God, we know as we're in your presence right now, God, someone is saying it is I. They need to know more of you, Lord God. They need to get back in their place with you, Lord God, because they are falling short there, Lord God, that they can just brush themselves off, God, and get back into the race with you, dear Lord God, knowing that they serve an awesome God, a God that's a forgiving God, a God of a second chance, hallelujah. So we repent unto you today, dear Lord Jesus, hallelujah, and we come forth to do our first works over, dear Lord God, so we can be blessed in you, dear Lord Jesus. So have your complete way, dear Lord God. Hear their humble cry on today, dear Lord Jesus, and do your God thing like never before, dear Lord God. And we tell you thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus'
amen.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Don't forget just to find yourself in that Bible base, that word, you can hear it. You can hide it in your heart.
Hallelujah.
And you cannot sin anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
So we thank God
hallelujah.
For that word. Hallelujah. We thank God for someone coming forth today. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Apostle, you may close out now.
Yes, you can, woman of God.
Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for this own word today, dear Lord Jesus. We thank you for all that you have done, dear Lord God. And God, we receive that word in the mighty name of Jesus, dear Lord God. But Father God, we will not rest, Lord God, hallelujah. And we won't move unto you. Bless us, dear Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, we just need the more of you, dear Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you see befitting for us to be called men of God, a woman of God, dear Lord Jesus. You change our name, dear Lord God. Go God,
God, because of our desires that have been changed, dear Lord God, just needing and wanting the more of you, dear Lord God, and less of ourselves, dear Lord God. So we thank you, one, dear Lord God, that your Holy Spirit can rest with and abide in us, dear Lord God, that we will continue to do your will and not our will, dear Lord Jesus. So just have your way, God. God, bless the woman's servants on today for all that she poured out, dear Lord God. Oh, God, give her a double portion, dear Lord Jesus. Raise her up even more, dear Lord God. And we thank you for her yes, dear Lord God. We thank you for her persistent and her consistent, dear Lord God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for each and every person, God, that was on the line today, Lord God. Oh, God, even though they had the desire, Lord God, but were not able to come on, dear Lord God, that you will bless them, dear Lord Jesus, hallelujah. As we go from this line right now, Lord God, oh, God, but not from your presence, Lord God, your Holy Spirit that still rests and abides in us, dear Lord God, to keep us, to guide us, and to comfort us, dear Lord God. Oh, God, that we can go forth in peace, Lord God, and continue to serve you, dear Lord God. In Jesus' name we ask, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
And all God's people say amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah. Everyone, just
amen.
Go forth, be blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let this word just soak and just soak in the word. Hallelujah, for the rest of the day. In Jesus' name,
amen.
I give my love to
Jesus.
All.
Amen. Amen.